Hey. What is the garbage bag supposed to be?
I don't know.
Idiot. What are you...
It's Luke Skywalker, dumbass.
He's Jabba the Hutt.
Oh. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Team Mongoose podcast for episode 66.
My name is Potato!
My name is Potato, and I'm here to mash your ass. With dicks. With my dick.
So, don't do that.
It's my new intro.
Like that one.
So what I'm hearing is that you guys don't like it?
Well, we can work on it.
I'm here to mash your ass. You know, it's like mashed potatoes.
I think you should stop talking.
People usually mash potatoes, but this time a potato's gonna mash you, but in particular your ass.
Well,
are you guys getting it?
Thanks for listening, everyone.
I just feel like you're not understanding what the connection that I'm
I understand perfectly.
Mash your ass. This,
why would you even say that?
Maybe if I say it more, you'll mash your ass.
Stop.
I'm a potato. I'm gonna mash your ass.
Dairy, make him
now
stop.
You're scaring Alex, and it's getting personal.
Do you think it'll be good around kids?
I think it'll be great with kids.
Okay.
Make sure the parents are listening too, though. They you wouldn't want them not to hear that.
Well, the parents are probably going to have to explain why I'm yelling, because I have to yell. What's up, guys? My name's Potato. I'm gonna mash your ass. Right up to the kid's face, you know.
Yeah.
Well, obviously.
You're not seeing the fisting movement that I'm doing right now, but I fist too while I do it. You guys aren't. Maybe that's why you're not understanding how cool this is.
Okay, well, that just adds a whole other layer that we weren't seeing before.
You're missing the fisting action.
You should have said that from the beginning.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it sounds lame when you do it without the fist.
Okay.
Better with the fist.
Okay, that's a problem. Okay, see, all right, that's good. Good meeting.
We're on the same page.
You guys got any new intros?
No.
That's about it. No.
No, sticking with
that. You go right ahead. Don't want to follow that one, right?
I'm just trying to broaden our audience, you know, to a different group of people. You know?
I think it worked.
I think there's a specific group of people that would enjoy that. The fisting action I'm doing is what I'm saying.
Oh, so you haven't stopped doing it yet.
Okay, well, I should stop?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think after the first couple, you've got the point across.
It's just, you
especially
know, you really...
if they can't see it.
You really want to drive it home, you know? you don't want to stop. It's one of those... It's like, if you're not going to go all the way, why are you going to do it?
It's okay. Just put your hand down.
Okay, well, that's better because, you know, we're on the podcast and I should probably concentrate on that, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good job. You all get promotions, except for you two.
Well, I don't like that.
Guys, I got a promotion today at work.
I thought I was doing a great job, so I promoted me.
I promoted myself to VP of sales.
Sitting at your desk like, I have no idea what I'm doing.
It's like the dog that's in like the business suit or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that I have no idea what I'm doing.
But you're happy about it because you got promoted.
Yep.
Good job, Dwight.
Making that money.
You should buy a boat.
A paddle boat. Like the one we saw in Tahoe that I was going to steal from those children.
A little two-seater pedal boat.
Ryan's, I don't want to talk about too much about the wedding. Just, I want to talk about this paddle boat incident. We're at the place where Ryan's going to get married. Down by the coast, there's like a bunch of kids playing around and everything like that. And there was like a washed up paddle boat. And I leaned over to Tay. I was like, you think I could steal that without the little girl chasing me or catching me? We could have stole that paddle boat.
You could have. She was busy in the water.
She was. She was fucking, I don't know what she was doing. She was just standing there.
Nobody can notice two dudes water. Carrying a paddle boat.
Dressed super nice. We were styling on that wedding. Terry pulled it off. I didn't think he'd do it.
I stole the show.
You were the prettiest one there, next to Tyler.
All eyes were on me.
I texted Tyler while he was up there.
I remember that.
Yeah, well, I'm telling the podcast now.
Yeah, but I remember it though.
Yeah, Terry was there. I showed him the text. I said, "You were beautiful up there," because he was the best man. I didn't text Ryan or Sarah that. Only Tyler.
Don't tell him though.
Did he text you back?
No, he didn't have his phone on him. He saw it later that night though when we were out drinking. But yeah, how are you guys doing? It's been a week.
Huh? I am in recovery.
From what?
I got sick like as soon as we got back.
No shit?
Yeah. Like, I couldn't like by Wednesday, I couldn't even talk.
Really?
There was just nothing there. Like, it hurt to talk, and nothing would come out anyway. Mm. And then I got over that, and then it all went to my nose. I just had runny, stuffy nose, mm-hmm. like, all day yesterday and the day before. Ooh. So, I had a bad time.
I sneezed. 2 days ago. That,
nice.
That's about as sick as I got.
Nice.
It was pleasant. You know.
Is that when you just sat on your ass all day, Terry?
What's the end, mate? Well, I sat on my ass like all week, except for when I had to work.
I do feel like you've been sort of absent this week.
Yeah, I've been fucking. Whenever I'm home, I'm like either trying to sleep. Or I'm sitting around doing nothing because I can't get myself to do anything because I feel horrible.
I hate being in those moods, you know, where you're just like, I don't want to do anything right now. I'm sitting, feeling good.
Yeah. So I just sat around and watched my shows all week.
So you guys have been watching Eureka, and what's the other one? You guys are watching another one, too.
Code Goose.
Code Goose?
Code Goose.
Is that really how you pronounce it?
No.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, man, I've been way off base.
Code Geass or whatever.
Oh, Goose is better.
But yeah, Goose is better.
We just say Goose because it's easier for us. We're not Japanese.
Code Goose.
So, I don't know anything about Eureka. Netflix tried to shove it down my throat, and I eventually got around to just saying, I'm not interested in this. Stop showing this to me. I don't know why I'm not interested. To just cover art looked so unappealing. So what's it about? What's this show Eureka about?
Eureka is about sci-fi show. It's about this, I guess when he finds a place, he's like a U.S. Marshal or whatever, mm-hmm. transporting prisoner or whatever. He ends up getting stranded in this town, this random town. He pops a tire or something, and he gets his car messed up or whatever. No, he almost runs off.
Oh, well, hey, it's about a dude who was a U.S. Marshal turned sheriff. That's his promotion.
Well, and I'm getting there. Oh, he hasn't finished. He hasn't become a sheriff.
You're giving him the whole first episode from the beginning.
Yeah, here. Okay, here it is, basically. It's about this town full of, like, all the smartest people in the country. And it's like they're basically it's government funded, but they're basically given free roam to do, you know, whatever they want, you know, invent all this shit. It's like the town's really like really, really technologically advanced. They have this like shielding around the town that so no one can see it from like the sky or whatever. It's that's basically what it is. And this guy becomes the sheriff of the town after shit happens in the first episode. And it's basically about him solving all of their problems, because obviously when you give people free roam to do all their experiments or whatever, shit's always going wrong. Yeah.
Right.
And he's the one that fixes it, basically.
People playing around with time and...
Yeah. Times. The town almost gets blown up, like, at least 10 times throughout the series.
Huh. That is not what I thought the show was going to be about at all. I don't know what I thought it was going to be about, but that was not on my radar at all. So he got... going from a U.S. Marshal to a sheriff is a promotion?
When you get promoted to this town, yes.
Interesting.
Because this is like top secret, high priority town.
So is this place only known by like the military or like...
Only military, only like the smartest people that have visited or have lived there or whatever. You have to sign like the non-disclosure contract, and if you tell anyone about it, it's treason and, you know...
It's serious business.
Very serious. So yeah, you get to do anything in that town. It's a promotion.
That's interesting. So he could just shoot everybody and be like, what? I'm protecting the town. It's free roam, right? Oh,
No.
Not that kind of free roam.
Free roam for scientists.
What? He's conducting an experiment. He's seeing who lives.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a PhD in physics or anything.
No, but he's got a badge. Huh? He's got a PhD in justice. Okay, so Yuriki, I'm gonna have to check that out now. What about Code Goose? Code Goose is an anime.
Code Goose is an anime. Yeah. I was not into it at first. Like,
Terry seriously misjudged the anime.
Wait, what?
You seriously misjudged the anime last podcast?
Misjudged it very much, because I caught a few episodes when it was on the air, and I'm just like, what the fuck is happening? What is this?
I'm right there with you, Terry. I watched one episode when I think it was on Adult Swim a long time ago, and I was just like, I have no idea what the fuck is going on. Like, literally, like, 2 minutes in, I was like, there's so much shit happening right now.
It's like, I would see mechs and stuff, and it's like, okay, that's cool. Give me more of the mech stuff. And every time I tune in, it's like... There's a bunch of people crying, and it's like, what? Shit. And there's no mech action. And I always tune in at those points where it's like, it's going into like the story and all that. And obviously, I wasn't there from the beginning, so I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Throwing all these names around and stuff. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, you can watch an anime from the middle. You need to watch it from the beginning.
I've done that before with other stuff, and it was like, oh, this is cool. I like what's going on. Tell me more. And I'll go check it out. But for this, I immediately put it next to, what's it called, Eureka 7 or whatever? That other one where crying for five episodes, and then there's mech action in one episode, and then another five episodes of crying and drama and bullshit.
Yeah,
that's what I put it with. With Code Goose, I was like, seen a few episodes. I was like, all right, this is just another fucking throw in mechs.
This is another dot hack.
So you like Death Note, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's
Death Note. Who doesn't? All right.
Yeah,
it's Death Note with mechs.
Pretty much decided it's Death Note with mechs.
No shit.
Yeah.
But no, you can't. Okay, first off, you can't say that. Like, those two things are very contradicting. To me, listen to what I gotta say, okay? Because Death Note isn't about action, really. It's all about the story and everything like that. There's not a whole lot of like fighting scenes or nothing like that. It's all about the telling a story and everything like that. Because it was a very lackluster fighting wise or, you know, action wise for an anime. Because most of the time when you think of animes, it's very stylized.
It's not with Death Note. It's not about action. It's about suspense.
Yes.
Because there's, you know, he has this plan. Yes.
Fucking amazing.
It's the same thing with Code Goose, though. It's the suspense. Really? You're watching his plan, you know,
Okay, okay, don't say anymore. I don't say anymore. Because people told me too much about Death Note before I went into it, and I was really disappointed with that. But, okay, you got me right there. Okay, whatever. I'm a logical goose. Where are you guys watching it?
Crunchy. Well, they only have the first season on Crunchyroll.
Well, that's fine. I'll watch the first season and I'll see what's up, because apparently I paid for another month, so whatever. They fucking catch you off guard with that. They're just like, $6! Fuck!
They're just following behind you all the time, reaching to your wallet when you're not looking. Gotcha!
Crunchyroll! And I gotta watch last week's SAO. Which apparently I got a lot of tweets.
It's not
stuff
even
like that today, right?
It's not.
No,
even,
I think it's back now because it said 4 days, and I was like 4 days ago. So I think it. I'll check right.
Yeah,
now.
I don't know what happened with it though. Like,
yeah, right.
The episode 6 went up last week, and then like the day later it was down, and then ever since then it was saying that episode 8 was coming out today.
And whoa! Yeah, let's roll back. See. Yeah, last week was 6. This week was 7. 6 and 7 are both live right now. 7
okay,
just
so
went live.
They fixed it, because when I checked yesterday, it had episode 8, you know, one day from now, and then it said episode 6 one day from now, and 7 was not there.
No,
at
it
all.
Says episode 8 6 days from now.
Okay, so they fixed it.
They fixed it, yeah. And it looks I get to watch 7 because I'm a member. Boop, 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 boop.
And
it has like a little crown on it.
Because I'm not a member. I have ways.
Anyways, I got a lot of tweets and a lot of like things, people like telling me thank you for introducing me to Sword Art Online. So, a lot of people are very intrigued and very interested in the show now, and very happy about it. And there's rumor too that it's not going to be, what did we previously say, 12 or 16 episodes?
16.
They say that it's going to be over 20 now.
Probably 26.
Yeah. Well, they said 22, I think, was the actual number. I'm not 100% sure, but that would be amazing, you know.
I know the thing lists it at that many, like on Crunchyroll.
Does it really?
Somewhere it had said, you know, it was only going to have 20-some episodes, but then I read somewhere else where it's like, no, it's only going to have 16.
Those sons of bitches.
Yeah.
Under more info on Crunchyroll just says more information.
Yep.
That's it. But yeah, for those of you who like anime shows and stuff like that and MMORPGs, check out Sword Art Online. I think we've mentioned it probably every podcast since we started watching it. It's good. Good
it's
show.
It's a weekly thing to do.
So yeah, I guess Sword Art Online, fucking Code Goose, and Eureka. Three new shows for you guys to check out. We are watching a lot of anime again.
And Battlestar Galactica, which you need to watch.
I, you know, guys, I do put myself in the nerd category, but I think that watching Battlestar Galactica is like the step into...
and that's the thing. It doesn't make sense for that, you know? Having seen the show,
it's a big step.
And you know, like if we're talking about like the original, yeah, then I'm with you. But even this one, like I'll talk to people that don't watch anything like that at all, and a few of them have seen, Battlestar, and they loved it. And when it was running on the air, it was apparently really popular with that kind of crowd too. Like, you know, outside of just the sci-fi people, like it was really popular, and it is really good.
It's like people telling me that Star Trek is, like, an amazing show. And I'm just like, I can't...
Well, that's the other thing, because you fixate on the older one. But this is, we're not talking about, like, an older series. We're talking about a completely renewed season or series of the same name.
Okay. Maybe that's it.
So, yeah, check out the new Battlestar. It's pretty amazing.
Okay. You guys were talking about boobies or something last time when you were watching the show, and that kind of gave it a point in my book.
Wait, what?
Boobies?
During Battlestar?
When you were all about Battlestar, you said something about boobies, and I'm like, what? Is this a show I should watch? What's going on?
What?
Because let's be honest, if we're going to watch a show, you know, throw some titties in there, you know? Huh? Who's with me? But show hands. That should be the subtext to every show. Every show should be ranked as like titties and no titties, you know? Yeah. I mean, I'm just trying to be sexist here. You could put dongs and no dongs, too. Because I'm going to watch a show that says no dongs. But if someone else, you know, some girl or man of the I don't have nothing witty to say here. I've watched Spartacus though, and that had both. I admit, it was really tough the scenes that did have tongs in it because mainly you watch a dude get his junk chopped off, and they show it, and that was traumatizing. Well, good show though. Good show. You guys should watch Spartacus. If I'm gonna watch Battlestar Terry, you gotta watch Spartacus because I've been trying to get you to watch it.
It's not even on Netflix. Streaming anywhere now.
Netflix.
No.
Spartacus?
Yeah, that's where I watched it both seasons.
They took it down, that's what I'm saying.
No, I'm gonna check it now.
I just checked. It's not there.
When?
Like 2 seconds ago.
Spartacus. SpongeBob. Like,
yeah, why is SpongeBob the first thing that comes
up? I don't know. And then Soda Springs.
And Racing Stripes.
Space Dogs.
These are not.
This is not what I want. Man, that sucks. That's a good show. It was shot really, really well, and like the storyline was really good too. There's an underlying suspense the entire season, you know?
I feel like I talked to someone about Spartacus before.
Have you seen it?
Me, no. I think I might have had this conversation with one of you.
Probably me, because I feel like I'm the only one that's ever watched it out of our group.
Yeah, I've only seen like one episode of it.
I went through this phase where like I really liked watching like the gladiator stuff, you know, back in Rome and everything. And I came across Spartacus through Netflix because I think Josh actually told me. Olvera. Mm-hmm. He was telling me about it because he was watching this and something else, some other doctor show, but I can't stand doctor shows anymore. And he's like, yeah, just try it out. It's graphic, but it's a good show. Really liked it. It's a mini series from Starz. And then they recommended that show Rome to me. I didn't want to watch that though.
Rome, I watched the first season of. It was all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had always meant to go and watch the second season, but never got around to it.
IMDb lists Spartacus in the same category as IP Man, which...
It's Ip Man.
Yip Man, yeah.
Yip Man.
Yeah.
Which was a good movie.
It was a very good movie. Have you seen number 2 as well?
Yep.
Yeah. get it. Yeah. I get it. For those of you who like kung fu movies and stuff like that, you should watch Ip Man. It is damn good. It's spelled IP Man. It's not about computers at all. Okay.
I went into it. I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna learn about IP.
is this a documentary about IP? and network security? Is that what this is about? No. It's about the story behind Bruce Lee's mentor, like the guy who basically trained Bruce Lee in the art of Wing Chun. Wing Chun, right? Yeah,
that's right.
That's probably it. And really, really good. The second one was good.
Yeah, second one was good. Not as good.
Yeah, it's just like if you're in the mood for more kung fu, just watch it. Don't expect it to be
the rest of his tale.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's good. I was trying to look up how many episodes of Sword Art there were going to be, and I kind of ruined a lot.
So you can't do that. You can't do that. You just got to be like, okay.
But let me tell you, there's going to be a lot of shit.
Well, yeah, we know that.
No, you don't understand everything. I'm not going to say anymore. I'm just not going
to. Just shut fuck up. That storm line, Terry, that made me think a little bit about Dark Knight, which I finally saw last night.
Oh, finally.
Two was better.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. I really liked it. I still haven't decided which I like better, though. I think 1, 2, and 3 are, you know, on par for me in different ways.
Yeah. Maybe we can talk and spoil it a little bit at the end after we'll let Alex go near the end of the podcast.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah. So at the end of the podcast, me and Terry will just gossip, you know? We'll just dish about the Dark Knight.
And how cute Christian Bale is.
I've come to the conclusion that Christian Bale and Hutch look exactly alike. They could be brothers. I don't even know. Maybe his name is
Christian
Bale
from The Machinist.
Actually, I was talking about that with Chris Solomon. Do you remember him?
Chris, yes. Yes.
He was in town yesterday, and he stopped by. Yeah. And he'll be here next week, too, all next week. So we should do something with him. He's addicted to Minecraft right now on the Xbox. But he's like, I just feel so limited, you know? And he doesn't play the PC version at all, so I showed him a little bit of my stuff, and he was just like, Jesus Christ, I need a computer. I showed him my single player, and he was just flipping out about all the mods and how, like, expandable Minecraft really is.
Yeah.
And then I showed him our SMP map and everything like that. And I showed him your shack, and he was just like, that's cute. But where was I going? Oh, yeah. I was talking to him about how Hutch, like, right before he left Machinima, like, back in December, he looked awful. Like, he was, like, skin and bones, and, like, he had, like, real dark bags around under his eyes and everything like that. And you put that picture next to the Machinist, fucking dead ringer, dude.
There you go.
Dead ringer. And then now he looks so much more healthy now, thank God. He has some of his color back, and his cheeks aren't fucking skin and bones. He doesn't look like he's dying. Yeah, no, he's definitely not Batman Christian Bale. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying face-wise. You know, there's some similarities going on through there. And I bet everybody who knows of Hutch and is a fan of him, just look up a picture of Christian Bale, pull up a picture of Hutch, just look at him and just be like, yeah, that could work.
You know what? You know? That could work.
Yeah. I'm looking at IMDb's top 250 movies right now, voted by the users. And The Dark Knight, the first one, is number 8.
Is there a top 10 movies coming out section?
Probably.
That's interesting. Yeah, vote. No. I mean, it's kind of hard to rate a movie that isn't out yet. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you know, people are pumped for movies, and it's...
Oh, hype-wise.
Yeah. Top 10 movies coming soon or coming out. Or top 10 movies coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
Soon on net.
The Bourne Legacy new movie came out this weekend. I'm looking forward to that. And then The Expendables 2 also came out.
You're expendable.
I might go see Expendables soon.
I would rather see the Bourne movie over The Expendables, honestly. I feel like there's more depth to that. Or maybe not, I don't know.
Yeah, come on, fucking Expendables.
Yeah, that's the thing.
All the best 80s, 90s action heroes.
Drenched in testosterone.
It's really...
It's a high-octane fume film right there.
If there's anything that describes just a dude movie, it's just The Expendables, that's it. It's just... The plot is probably not there.
I don't remember a plot in the first one.
It's barely enough... It's barely written to the point where it's just... It can just hold on, you know? So it's not just a bunch of random shit happening. It kind of follows a sort of, you know, a plot line.
It's just, hey, we gotta do this, so this is gonna happen. Like, alright, let's go.
Sylvester, it's fine!
We gotta go.
It's one of those things where it's just like, we gotta go to France and start killing a bunch of people. Okay.
Alright.
No, they don't ask why or anything like that. They're like, let's go.
And then this one's gonna have Arnold Schwarzenegger, Van Damme is the bad guy. Chuck Norris is in it now.
Yeah.
Coming in to be in a. Playing a bigger role.
Speaking of Senor Bruce Willis, he's going to be in a new movie with Joseph Gordon-Levitt called Looper.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which looks great.
Yep.
I'm very excited about that movie. And damn, I can't talk about that. whatever. Looper. Looks awesome. It's based in the future. And that's it.
Okay.
There you go. Go see it.
Yeah.
Pretty sure everybody's seen it by now. Or Alex, have you seen anything about Looper? Do you know what it's about?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it's because you never go to the theaters.
No.
Well, they released trailers of it online like a long time ago.
Yeah, but I mean, who really goes out and watches trailers, you know, just trailers, you know?
I do.
You do?
Shit'll come up on Reddit like, I have a new trailer for this movie looking really awesome. I'm like, alright, I'll check
that's it out. That's not you looking them up. That's you reading the story about someone else looking
them up. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you'll see the story come up somewhere saying, hey, the new trailer for this movie came up, and I saw it was they mentioned it was Bruce Willis and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I was like, okay, I'll check it out. That's usually how they get me. It's like they tell me who's in it. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. I like those people, and I'll check it out.
First off, Bruce Willis alone.
Yeah.
When that Denzel movie
I want to know what
coming
he's
doing. Out.
The plane one?
The plane one, right?
Yeah.
I saw that last night, and it was the opening shot with Denzel, right? And he's like, you know, he's just in pilot outfit, and he's walking into the cockpit. Not even 3 seconds into this, I lean over to Leanne, and I'm like, I'm seeing it.
and it's gorgeous. I'm seeing it.
And it's like, what's the one thing that you say aside from I'm gonna see it when you see Denzel on the movie or on like a trailer or something like that?
You say mm-mm-mm.
Okay, all right. I'll give you that one. All right, but I got you something else that's gonna tie for that one, and that's gonna be, is this the one that's based off of a true story? Every Denzel movie, right? You see Denzel.
Actually happened.
Two things that come to your mind. Go see it. Is this the one that's based off a true story?
Is that the one where he did some kind of weird maneuver to save the plane?
Save everybody.
Yeah.
He fucking flipped that bitch. He barrel rolled into safety. He played Star Fox. That's what I'm picking up. And then like he drank the night before, so there's still traces of alcohol in his blood, and now like it went from him being like this world hero to being like, you know, he was drunk and it wouldn't have happened if he wasn't drunk. And anyway, but yeah, that was a tangent about some Denzel. Anyways, good, looks like a good movie. Back to Looper. I do the same thing with Bruce Willis. Every time I see Bruce Willis, I'm like, oh, I'll see that. I'm gonna see that movie.
I'll see that.
And he hasn't really let me down. Bruce, you know, he's got this.
Are we not talking about the plot of Looper?
I'm getting to it. It's just I keep looking at pictures of Bruce and
I just keep looking. I can't take my eyes off.
And then that was gonna segue into me talking further around the. I'm making a big circle around the plot right now of Looper, because Joseph Gordon-Levitt, out of nowhere, right after Inception, he's just a great actor all of a sudden. Like, where was he this entire time?
He had that 50 Days of Summer. That was pretty good.
500 Days of Summer. I haven't seen that.
500 Days, 1,000, I don't give a fuck.
500,000 Days of Summer. Sounds like a terrible movie.
Look. What? Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
All right. You got me. But yeah, no, now when I see him, I'm like, shit. This is going to be a good movie, you know?
He did that movie Brick. You ever seen that movie?
Is that noir film
yes.
type? Okay.
Yes.
I don't watch
Have you seen that? It's not horror. It's noir.
I didn't say horror. Noir. Like
noir. Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you said a horror movie. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Brick?
That one. Brick.
Because I was just, I was looking up his thing and I didn't see him in there.
That's a good movie.
Brandon Tor. I have Brick. Never seen, what is this? When a secret crush turns up dead and the murderer is anyone's guess, teenager loner Brendan Fry is forced to navigate his school's social network through intense interactions with thespians, band geeks, and druggies.
Yeah, that.
Then he goes around going, "This school stinks."
Yeah, he's like, it's like a modern, like, noir detective right. mystery kind of thing.
Throwing it at cue number one. Gonna watch that tonight.
He's like calling girls dames and stuff like that.
Listen to your dame. You're a piece of cheese without the edges. You ain't never gonna be a slice.
Yeah, this was a good movie, though.
Interesting. This must have been... Fuck, 2005, alright.
Yep.
Alright, okay. I'll watch it. Whatever. But I'm just happy to see that he's, you know, he's in, like, big-time budget movies now. You know? Mm-hmm. He's around.
I don't know how I feel about that other one he's doing, the bike one. Premium Rush.
Premium Rush. Okay, yep. See, oh, yeah! Where he's, like, he's like a bike messenger or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know
how
I feel about that.
In Manhattan, a bike
that.
Messenger picks up an envelope that attracts the interest of a dirty cop who pursues the cyclist throughout the city. To David Kirip and Jan Camps.
That's right.
Yep, that's the thing.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, I don't know about that either. But I don't know. I'll see it. I'll let him know. I'll tweet him.
Yeah.
Back, Joe.
Hey, you were great in that movie.
Joe, don't do that. I call him Joe. He lets me call him Joe.
Oh. Lucky. Oh, he lets you, huh?
Yeah, he lets me. He doesn't let anybody else because, you know. Also, let's just roll back and actually talk about the plot of Looper. So we can actually get that out and about. It's basically a world where time travel exists. And when they want to get rid of someone, they send them 30 years into the past. And where, like, a mercenary or a hired gun would sit there and then immediately kill the person.
Yeah, and obviously this is not legal.
Yeah.
This obviously. Is like black market, you know, mafia kind of deal.
Right.
Which, for some reason, the mafia has access to time travel.
I guess it's so commonplace in 30 years, you know, where it's just like, whatever, here, just go, send him back. You know? And so, Joseph, being the guy 30 years in the past.
Joe,
he's killing him. He's bang-banging him. And
that's another meaning.
He's banging him when they're when they send him back. When they pop into the past, Joe bangs him. And
so without warning.
He's just standing there ready to bang him.
And so yeah. Oh wow, his name is actually Joe in the movie. Yeah, weird. Okay, his name's Joe in the movie.
Joe Banger.
Yeah, call him Joe Banger.
Joe Banger.
Then one of the people, one of the targets that they send back is actually the future version of himself who ends up, they have this moment where they're like, oh, shit. And Bruce Willis is the older Joe and gets away. And so it's like this whole thing of where young Joe chasing older Joe and... They had to put, like, contacts in Joseph Gordon-Levitt's eyes, so he has blue eyes, too, and they had to, you know, match his face a little bit.
Yeah, they made him up to look, look just like a younger...
They nailed it, and
yeah.
Fucking Gordon-Levitt, Mr. Joe Gordon-Levitt, he is nailing Bruce Willis's mannerisms. He's nailing Bruce Willis right now. Well, he's banger. He's Joe Banger, all right? He's banging everybody. You can't stop this kid. It's So yeah, no, it was awesome. He is really pulling it off. So go Joseph.
Joey. Go Jojo. He's doing it.
He's banging.
He's banging
everybody.
Better watch out, cause you might be next.
Bang bang. So that one guy, you guys remember Drake and Josh, yes?
Yeah.
That one guy, Josh Peck?
Uh-huh.
He's in like everything now. Yes. Out of nowhere. Yeah, he's in that Red Dawn movie.
Uh-huh.
And The Timber is coming out, which I've only heard like two things.
I don't know what that is.
No, well, these are things.
Does he get asked by Nick Fury at the end to join the Avengers?
I don't think so.
If he doesn't, then it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Then he's not in everything.
Okay, yeah. All right. You got me there. Got me tied
up. We're talking about random people being in Avengers. What was up with Robin from How I Met Your Mother being there?
I saw, I was like, that's the Canadian.
I don't know who that is. I don't watch that show. I tried. I can't watch that show. I was 8 episodes into that show and it is just not.
I was me. The whole time I was watching it, Terry, I was waiting for her to go, "Oh my god."
What?
I don't know. She says that all the time.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay.
That was a random thing, though. Like, what the hell was she doing? Why was she being such a badass?
I'm only halfway through the movie right now, but is that it for her? Because I haven't seen her in, like, 40.
Yeah, she's pretty much just in the beginning, and then she'll show up every now and then. And then
who did she play in the Avengers?
She was one of the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, you know, in the very
Maria
beginning.
Hill?
Is that her name?
Well, in the movie. Is her name Kobe? Yeah, this is her. Kobe Smulders.
Sure.
That's her. There's a link.
I know her as well.
It says How I Met Your Mother as her top thing.
Yeah, that's her.
Okay.
Yeah. She's only there in like the beginning and then a little bit in between.
Yeah, I don't remember her at all. So she must have not had a big part in the movie.
No, it wasn't a big part, but she was kind of a badass. Driving that truck out of the tunnel in the beginning.
Rolling away from gunshots. No! I like it. It's really funny. I find the movie really funny.
Yeah,
it is. A lot more than the other ones were.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, though.
It's fucking it's fucking Robert Downey Jr. That's all it is.
he's nailing it.
It's like
it.
All his lines.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's his character, though, you know? Yeah. He's doing a great job. I'm very, very happy that they brought him back and that they didn't actually puss out and not pay him whatever he wanted.
You better give him whatever he wants at this point.
Yeah.
You can't say no to that. I mean, look at it.
Iron Man 3 coming out.
Oh, yeah?
Thor 2.
I figured that they would have been, like, done with, you know, doing the single things now that Avengers is out.
Oh, no. Yeah, right. No. If anything, this pushed it towards it.
Yeah,
more.
Really. Because now you have to have a movie for all of them to get set up for Avengers 2.
So that's what you think they're going to do? They're all going to do individual movies, and then, like, after they're all done, another Avengers?
Yeah. They are
absolutely.
Doing
yeah.
So we're not going to see another Avengers for, like, 8 years?
They already got a green light.
Because they have Iron Man and Thor they're working on right now. For the next two of those. And Captain America.
And Captain America too. Yeah.
We just watched Captain America again last night. That was still a good movie.
Yeah.
I liked it, but not as much as I like Thor.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Interesting. No. Yeah.
I thought Thor, out of all of them, was one of the weaker
ones. One of the weaker ones, yeah.
I like
aside, putting Hulk aside.
I liked the Edward Norton Hulk.
It was much better.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really put it above Thor, though. I would put Thor above that Hulk still.
Yeah, maybe.
I think a Mark Ruffalo version of Hulk might be a bit better.
I think they're doing that. They're probably doing that. I don't know.
Ruffalo, sorry.
What about Spider-Man? What are they doing about that?
Spider-Man.
He's not in the Avengers.
He's not there yet, I guess you would say. Because they have to completely restart his whole thing up, you know?
Yeah.
So the one that just came out, it's like, by the end of it, he's not even out of high school yet.
All right, that's another one I need to actually go see this summer, is
Spider-Man. What's wrong with both of you?
She's been gone. She went to Hawaii, and then when she got back, we didn't really have time. And then we went to Tahoe, and then she went to New York.
So disappointing. And Alex hasn't even seen Avengers yet.
Yeah, Alex. Where's your friends there? to take one of them.
You need to see Avengers. You need to see Spider-Man.
He was literally in the middle of watching Avengers before, like when we started this. You were watching it, and then we're like, nope, podcast time.
This fucking call shows up in the middle of the screen while I'm watching. Boop, boop, it's calling. Boop, boop.
If they do end up doing Avengers with Spider-Man, it's not going to be for a while. There has been no invitation for Spider-Man yet.
No indication at all, either.
No, in any of them. Yeah.
No behind the scenes or.
But I mean, it's Marvel, and Spider-Man is not. He's not like a regular Avenger, but he has.
I was just about to say, that doesn't seem like it fits to me. Like, the Spider-Man doesn't feel like it's the same universe as the rest of these.
Yeah, no. Spider-Man, he's been with the team a few times, but he prefers to work alone.
Shy nerd prefers to work alone.
Yes.
Weird.
So yeah, it would be interesting. I would like to see an Avengers movie with Spider-Man in it. But
so would I.
He's definitely not, you know, he's not one of the first people you think of when you think of Avengers. Because he's been with the X-Men too. So like, he's just helping everybody. Yeah.
Man, again, I don't see them in the same universe.
And that's probably why they won't do it. You know, they probably won't have Spider-Man in it because, you know, he's just not. When you think Avengers, Spider-Man's like the bottom of the list.
Yeah, yeah. Because first thing comes to mind with Avengers for me is actually Captain America.
Yeah.
And then probably Iron Man and Thor.
And apparently, I guess he's Spider-Man's with Fantastic Four now. In like another, you know.
What?
Line of comics. Yeah, because I guess the Human Torch guy, he died. I feel the same way. Fuck that guy. And one of the Fantastic Four comic series, I don't know if it's like the main one or just one of the other ones that they have going. There's like five different comic series for each superhero. It's ridiculous. But yeah, in Fantastic Four, Human Torch is dead, and then Spider-Man took his place. And they changed their costumes, so they have like black and white costumes now.
So what, he looks like Venom?
No, it's actually like think of the Venom suit, except the opposite. So all the black parts are white and all the white parts are black.
That looks gay, in my mind.
It's different. It's,
my mind brain says that's gay, Terry.
It's definitely not as good. Let me see if I can find it.
It sounds like Fantastic Four, though, because they've always had gay outfits anyways.
Yeah.
You know, so they're just really going,
well,
you know,
their outfits now are kind of cool. It kind of reminds me of Mass Effect. Here, picture.
Thank you. I was just about to look it up. It's not as gay as I thought it was going to be.
It's like Cerberus without the yellow.
Right, yeah. That would have been a better explanation for those of you who aren't seeing right now. Think of Cerberus without the yellow. That's not bad, I guess. I don't know. The thing is still kind of weird to me to see.
Yeah,
I like how they put him in a tank top, though.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah, right. Yeah, for him to have sleeves, it's like, why does he even have a shirt?
Well, he never had sleeves. Now that I think about it, he used to only have pants.
Oh, really?
So I guess they're adding.
Hold on, you said the Human Torch died, right?
Yeah.
How did he die?
He drowned.
I don't know how he actually died. I just know that he died.
His house burned down. These are all probably things that have happened.
Spider-Man looks like an alien in this costume.
Yeah, I don't know. He needs to bulk up or something. He's missing some abs, it looks like, in the center there. His belly just kind of goes in and then just boop.
He just doesn't care anymore.
He's slouching, that's what he is.
And then there's another Spider-Man series where Peter Parker died and somebody else took over, this kid, like Puerto Rican kid.
So wait. So as he's doing the Fantastic Four thing,
a Puerto Rican kid? It's not as, that's the thing. Oh. The different series are like, they're not the same. They're completely different storylines.
So, you know? Okay, so it's like, what if a Puerto Rican kid got bit by...
Yeah, basically a what if kind of thing. Like, they have Spectacular Spider-Man, which is like the main, you know, Spider-Man.
That's the main storyline?
Okay. They have Ultimate Spider-Man. They have the Ultimate series for like all the heroes. There's Ultimate Iron Man, Ultimate Captain America, all that.
So the are Ultimate those all just... What if stories? All the Ultimates?
It's less what if, more kind of reboot. Because I know the Ultimate story... Because Ultimate stories for all of them are pretty much like... 2000, like, you know, and you know, you think about it, Spider-Man was made in, what, like... The 60s, 70s, or whatever?
So fucking old.
Yeah, long ago.
It was made
it's
in
basically
old.
Basically, if you take these heroes and then make a story... Starting from 2000.
Interesting.
It's basically, so these new people came and they wanted to write stories for these heroes, so they made like the Ultimate storyline for all of them.
Spider-Man's first appearance was in Amazing Fantasy, number 15, August 1962.
Yeah, there you go, 62. So it's basically you have that storyline that's still going from the older ones, and then you have these newer ones made written by different people. Not so much what if, just like completely rebooted.
Hmm.
It's like the difference between the Spider-Man movie Sam Raimi made and
The new one.
And the new one. It's not like a what if this different thing happened. It's just a completely different take on it from a different writer.
Hmm.
So there's like five different storylines for characters for like each superhero at least.
That's weird. I mean... What is the Puerto Rican kid doing? Is he, like, making tacos?
God damn it, Dwight.
Is he saving the world from white people?
Yes.
Okay.
That is what he does.
All right, well, it sounds very racist.
And I do not approve.
It does not like sound like something that would have been made in 1960. So, what is Stan Lee doing nowadays? Just doing cameos.
He can fucking do whatever he wants.
No, I know he can do whatever he wants, but it's not him doing these anymore, I wouldn't think.
No.
Because, like, I don't know.
I really don't know what he does these days. I know he doesn't write.
He's leaning.
Yeah, he's fucking leaning. What?
I have find his Twitter and it just says leaning.
I've been leaning since 1990.
It just puts out things like LOL Spider-Man.
Let's check the Wikipedia.
Yeah, I'm on there, but I don't know. I don't see anything what he's doing, you know?
2008. Something happened, wrote captions April that year, blah blah blah. Collaborated on a manga apparently in 2008.
What? Produced the first, in Japan?
Produced the first manga feature in 2009. He's finding new talent for comic books, I guess.
Interesting.
Yeah, he doesn't do any writing now. He's pretty much got his hand
he's probably overseeing stuff.
Yeah.
You know. That's fun. That's fun. Fun. That's fun with me. Yeah.
That's fun.
Hey, man. I'm going to let Stan Lee do what he do. Okay? I'm
trying to find a picture of the new Spider-Man.
New Spider-Man? Oh, the OG or the original storyline Spider-Man?
No, the new kid.
Oh.
This kid.
Puerto Rican?
Yeah. What was his last
name? He doesn't look Puerto Rican at all.
Something Terry. Morales. Fine bite.
I really like this style of comic, though. Is this how it's actually drawn in the comic?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, that's him. He's like, hey, look, tacos.
God damn it.
Man, I'm a taco right now.
Just,
what's his fascination with tacos, Terry?
What is yours?
I don't know. I have no excuse. His head doesn't feel like it fits in the costume, like his neck is too small or something.
You don't know that.
Yeah. He does look pretty happy.
Yeah. I mean, he's just, he's enjoying life.
Yeah, so I think just, that's the ultimate series right now.
He just had some tacos. Yeah! Mama made tacos for dinner.
And I guess there's something going on right now where one of the Spider-Man from another series has somehow crossed over into the Ultimate Universe, and they're like meeting up now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. So yeah. We got two Spider-Mans? Spider-Mans?
Yes.
That's Spider, cool.
Spider-Men.
And then they high five. Oh. Why? Oh, he's so short.
Yeah, he's just a kid.
He's just a boy. So he's Spider-Boy, meaning Spider-Dad. That's what it is.
Why are they tugging on each other's masks?
Because.
That's superheroes.
Can I wear yours? Sure.
Fuck, yours looks so much cooler than mine.
Apparently right now, they got this whole big, you know, cross-comic series going on with Avengers versus X-Men that I really wanted to get into. And Robert said it was good. And I went to the comic store with Israel, and he told me that apparently here it was bad, and they didn't have any of the copies that I wanted.
What do they mean by here it's bad?
I guess he hears that it is bad.
Oh, he hears it's bad. Okay, I thought you meant like the American version. I was like, what? You're saying like this is a foreign one? Well, because I heard it as he said that that here it's bad.
No.
That's the way I heard it, and I was like, how does he... Robert just said it was good. Where's Robert getting it from?
Apparently, he hasn't heard anything good about it. And
I am going to take Robert's side on this because I feel like Israel doesn't read as much comics as Robert does.
Well, neither of them read that much anymore.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't hear or see Israel be like, go in the comic store today, lol. But I see that with Robert.
The thing is, I see Robert reading it. But I see Israel, like, keeping up on the, you know, community's take on it much more.
Mm.
Fuck it, just read it yourself and see what's up.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do, but they didn't have any, like, copies that I, like, wanted.
Did you pull a knife on him?
Because that'll work.
I should have tried that. would have got me the comic I wanted.
It's just, you know...
No, because I wanted to start from the beginning, and they didn't have any of, like, the start.
Oh, okay, gotcha. They had the other ones, though?
Yeah, they're like halfway into it right now. Interesting. It's like, I don't want to just dive in like that.
Right. I don't think we've ever gotten this deep into comics on the podcast before.
Yeah, and I want to. I want to be able to. I want to start fucking getting some comics again.
We can do that. I mean, we'll just fucking yell at Robert to get on, and then we can talk about it.
I was saying, I don't have anything to talk about outside of that. Like, I need
to read
some stuff first.
That's it, I'm done right now.
Get out there every Wednesday, you know.
Is that comic book day?
It's comic book day.
Well, we should make it a trip out there this next Wednesday.
Let's go.
We'll check out the comic book store. Maybe pick up some Deadpool.
Yeah, probably got Deadpool.
I don't know. It's just a thing.
You're just trying to sound like no.
Just trying to sound really cool right now. Kids like Deadpool, right?
Got all the Deadpool fans excited for us.
And now they're all sad.
Now they're all sad because you don't know anything about Deadpool.
he Ryan Reynolds played him.
Huh? No, Dwight. Nobody liked the Ryan Reynolds version because he got his mouth sewn shut.
That's because he talked too much.
Yeah. Never happened. Doesn't make sense. Completely, like, counterintuitive to the character. The fucking loudmouth like character. Talk? You don't sew his mouth shut.
Oh. Why not? What if he was talking too much? What? I know a lot about Deadpool. He doesn't talk ever because his mouth is so shut. He can't talk. And he's talking to Rorschach. He's talking to him all the time because they're best buds. They're called the Watch Dudes.
The Watch Dudes. Terrible
Deadpool. What, you guys don't read that? Come on, get with the times.
I don't read cool. That if it is a real thing.
It's a comic I'm producing. It's got the Watch Dudes. Terry, I want you to make this comic with me.
Written by Dwight.
We're called the Watch Dudes, and it's Deadpool and Rorschach. And they're palling around, you know, stopping crime and playing.
They're roommates.
They host a movie review show on the internet.
They get into all kinds of wacky adventures.
Got the Watch Dudes. I like it. We're gonna do this. It's gonna stay tuned. Watch Dudes watch coming. Dudes. Coming to team-mongoose.com. In a theater near you.
In a theater near you. Off the website.
Online on a theater near you. It's good stuff. Did you guys... I posted that picture of the Star Wars kids on my fan page.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like... Some guy was like, what is that green thing? And someone's like, the Hulk? Someone else says that's Aragorn.
It's the
silly.
Avengers.
There. Yep, that's Aragorn.
The green thing, the trash yeah. bag.
Yeah, Jabba the Hutt.
That's what we said too.
Yeah, it's definitely what it is.
All right, so I guess you guys can get down on that Dark Knight now.
Yeah, we can talk about it a bit.
All right, well then I'm gonna.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
hit
go
the old
now.
Dust trail.
Yeah.
Well, after this, we're getting in with some Raiders.
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. We got it. We got to hit up the catacombs.
Yeah, you ready for that, Terry?
You're yeah. not ready.
Fucking Terry.
Shit, all right. Shit.
I can do it.
Shit sticks.
Yeah, okay.
It was gay. All right, Alex. We'll see you in a bit.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So anybody who's not... wanting the Dark Knight to be spoiled, you got -3 seconds to get out because we're talking about it right now. That's the transition sound.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. I paid $200 for it, royalty free.
Oh, you shouldn't have done that, though.
So, yeah, Dark Knight. What's that? Dark Knight Rises.
Derek.
Oh, Nate. Apparently I just hit 30,000 subs just now.
Yay.
Thanks, Alex. Yay. 30,000 subs special.
This just changed the entire topic of the thing.
Whoops.
Are you famous now?
Not yet, no. Almost. 30,001.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just wait. What if I unsubscribe?
Shit. I was 4 away or 3 away earlier, and then I was 4 away, and I was like, oh, someone left.
Hey, you're 29,999.
Did you really just unsubscribe?
Yeah. Jump.
You're a dick. God damn it. I was there. I could taste freedom. All right, so anyways.
I'll just congratulate you. I'm like, nope.
That's the internet right there, dude. Like, if you call attention to something, like, right when you hit the dot, you'll be like, no, you're not. You son of a bitch. Fuck you. Whatever. Let me be happy.
No.
You
got one more sub to cover before you can be happy.
And then I'm going to lose another one. Dark Knight was long. It was...
Oh, yeah.
It was a long tale. In fact, there was one part in the movie about three quarters in where it got really quiet, and then all of a sudden we all hear this one guy in the back snoring and his wife waking him up, and everybody in the theater was laughing, and then some guy's like, yeah, it's pretty long, isn't it? Fucking funny. It was not really what... Bane was really hard to understand at times.
Your punishment must be more severe, Batman.
You put the lotion on the skin, Batman? Is that what Bane said?
Yeah, he was definitely hard to understand, but I think he did a good job aside from that. Aside from them destroying his voice and making...
Yeah, I want to know the reasoning behind that. I mean, and they didn't really delve into why he was wearing the mask, like, really, like, a lot.
Yeah, they did.
They talk. They mention it.
Yeah.
That it just subsides his pain.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. Well, what do you need?
I want to know who. What does the mask do? Is it just feeding drugs into his face?
Probably.
Oh man. Well, when does he refill it?
Tuesday.
Is it? I don't know. I want to know what's under the mask. What? How is his face just fucked up?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Real bad.
A lot of unexplained things for Bane's face, but I thought he was cool. Yeah. I think this version of Bane was so much better.
Yeah.
Than the old one. Was it George Clooney one? I think.
Was he in the George Clooney one?
Yeah, he was the. Well, it was George Clooney or, what's his face?
I don't remember Bane in any of the older movies, but I don't remember the older movies all that much.
Remember the Ivy one? Ivy took control of him and like pumped him full of drugs, and he was like this luchador, like super muscular guy.
I don't remember them very well.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna find one of the older ones. But yeah, no. Back then, he was awful. I think it was Batman Forever. I had the Joker in it.
Forever.
And Two-Face. I want to say it was a Val Kilmer one, maybe. Maybe. Batman Returns, perhaps? It was the one where it was very Ivy heavy because she, like, transformed him or whatever into this, like, this brute. Brute. And was just all...
Brute.
All stupid. Let me just put it in, like...
Tank!
But yeah, no, he was awesome. And, he was a good bad guy. I mean, I thought he was going to be a little bit, because people were saying he was supposed to be a lot more intellectual than what he was back when.
Mm-hmm.
Because in this old one, the picture I just sent you, he was just like, he had nothing really to say. He was just this massive thing that would just punch stuff.
Yeah, and I don't know a whole lot about, like, Batman villains or anything, but every time I thought of Bane, I didn't think intelligent.
Yeah, which apparently is what he is.
Actually very intelligent, the comic.
Mm-hmm. And apparently, I don't know who... Does it say here? Jeep Swenson? Is that... What is that? Jeep Swenson. He played Bane in the old one. Batman and Robin from 1997.
This one,
right here. It was the George Clooney one, yeah.
Yep.
The one with Arnold.
Arnold.
It's time for you to chill out. He played Mr.
Freeze. And then he froze them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible ones. I remember hating these Batman ones back when, too. They were not good. Even George Clooney said that he played Batman terribly.
I remember getting cups from McDonald's. Batman cups and glasses.
I got a cup.
Special edition.
Joel Schumacher, that was the director. He basically just, he fucked it up. He was told going in that it was, Bane wasn't supposed to be like that. And nah.
No, look, I got a better idea.
Luchador. About that. I'm very happy with the direction that they took with this Bane, because if they would have kept it anywhere near what the old one was, it would have just been awful. And that fucking, the plot twist near the end, where the kid was, what's her face? I forgot her name. The girl, the kid from the jail was actually what's her face.
I went and saw with Israel daughter. And his uncle, and and his uncle saw that coming.
Really?
Yeah, he leaned over to me halfway through the movie, after, you know, what's her name and Bruce Wayne, you know, did it.
Yeah.
He's like, I know who she is. And I was like, who she is? I was like, oh. Like, it didn't even occur to me that she was not, like, just a character made for the movie.
Right.
And I was like, okay, if he's saying that, then there's only one person that it could be.
Interesting.
So we caught on to that. Because we're a little smarter than most people.
Just a little bit.
Sure enough, at the end, like, I was Ra's al Ghul's daughter.
Ra's al Ghul.
Yes, Mio.
Do you say the same thing? Do you see you?
Maria, no.
See, it's true.
And then I was kind of, when she stabbed him, I was like, what happened to his suit? And then I remembered, like, the specific line that what's-his-face said is, like, it'll open you up to more knife attacks and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's a thing. Where's the Batman Rises dummy? Yeah. Batman Rise of Sinzu? What? What is this?
It's
video game.
Rise of Sinzu. Yeah. You dumb?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to call it this.
I'm sorry, you're so stupid. Batman Begins. It's called The Dark Knight. That's right. I was looking up Batman. But no, they want to be stupid. And a lot of people don't seem to like Christian Bale as Batman. I don't know. I don't know about that, because I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
I just feel like the voice was kind of his downfall.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he wants to, like, mask his voice away from, you know, being a Bruce Wayne, but why did he have to go to that extreme?
Because he's an actor. He goes to those extremes.
He is a method actor. And Anne Hathaway as
she did all right.
Really?
I thought she did all right.
Okay, she did all right. It wasn't fantastic.
Well, who would you have picked?
Not her. Maybe. Man, now you're putting me.
That's right.
Who's gonna be a good one? Olivia Wilde, maybe.
She could have done it.
Yeah. Perhaps Olivia Wilde.
Yes.
I just really want to see her in a skin tight suit running around in stilettos, you know? There was one spot too in the movie where I thought was a missed opportunity, but I kind of give him props for being classy about it, where she, like, blew up the wall of cars on the bike. She she bends down to do it, right? And then she just boop, and her butt goes up, right?
Yep.
And it's like, it's right in camera, but I figured that was going to be, like, the butt shot, you know? Like, they were just going to show off that part just to be, you know, just to have that part, you know?
Right.
And they didn't light it up or nothing like that. They kept it classy. no real detail there. You just kind of see it happen, but you don't really see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, okay.
That's all right.
I'm a little sad, but okay.
I didn't want them to do it, but I wanted them to do it.
But I wanted them to do it, you know what I mean? Yeah, I like, but again, I like the Bane character. I thought that the montage, if you can call it that, in the prison.
Yeah.
I thought that could have been better.
See, now you can understand the jokes that I've been sending.
I forgot all of them. The only one I remembered was that guy that parked the cement truck outside of the place.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Hey, you gotta move," and he goes, "Where?" And then, like, the thing pops up and, like, those little guard things. It's like, what the fuck are these? Like, yeah. Why are these a thing? What are they going to do? You know, like, why are the cops using these things? And then they use them for ramps later on. I'm like, oh, that was literally just for that. You invented these stupid blockades just so they can use them as ramps.
Yes.
And why would they be sideways? If it's going to be a blockade, why don't you just make it straight up and down?
I'm sorry. Have you ever planned a heist, Dwight?
It's the cops' fault, not the it worked out for the burglars.
And burglars. You know how long it took them to get the cops to adopt this whole system?
So you're telling me that they had inside men in the R&D department of the police station.
Oh, so this millionaire can become a superhero and fly a fucking jet around the city, but they can't have a long con?
How awesome was that jet, though?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Had propellers in the back, though. I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Well, for something like that, that's got to hover.
Yeah.
Got to have...
No, I mean, it makes sense because it made it more believable. Like, it wasn't just, like, literally jet engines, you know? That they used. So that was pretty cool. But it seemed like the only reason they brought that in is just so he can get that one device to block shit. That blocks the communication from the trigger. It seemed like that was the only reason that they brought that thing in, was to so they have a way of just giving him this thing.
The no. What? They used it at the end to fucking blow up the bomb.
Oh, I guess that's true, too. No, hey.
And to escape autopilot. Those people.
No autopilot, Terry.
Yeah.
Hey, this thing. Hey, there's no.
Big
hey,
move.
Hey, if you're gonna fly it, just hey, that I did. I can make this thing, but autopilot. I don't know. I'm not. That just doesn't make sense.
Autopilot's actually very complicated.
This is very complex. Did not understand how that even happened.
So I'm just not even gonna bother. All right.
Fox is very busy, Terry. He is,
and he works harder than anyone. All right.
Also. Back on Fox, he, you know, consolidated all the equipment, right?
Right.
In the Bruce Wayne Tower or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And he was in his office, and you can see the office is above ground quite a bit. It's a giant tower, so, you know.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I'm like, how did he get all these vehicles so far up the tower? Because the shot right before, you can see him inside the office, and, like, you could see outside, and they're obviously high up. And then he just goes to his bookcase. And then he's in this giant warehouse, and I'm like, this is weird. How did he get all this stuff up so high up? And then later on in the movie, Bane just is in the sewers, and they blow up into it. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, did they tunnel up through the tower, and they're still in the sewers?
No. It had to have gone down an elevator at some point between cuts.
But it wasn't, though. No, it wasn't at all, because you could see the door sliding shut again in the background, because I remember specifically seeing... The bookcase slide open.
Yeah, that could have been another door, though.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it was well thought out. I'm saying...
I'm just saying that particular part of the movie really freaked me out. You know, I was just like, this doesn't make any sense. How'd they blow up into that thing? I don't know. It was just really weird. And then the nuclear fucking energy thing.
Yeah.
That kind of came out of nowhere. They're just like, oh yeah, we've been doing this too, by the way.
Yeah, you gotta figure it's been 8 years between movies.
Yeah, I understand that
too. They can do whatever they want.
And fucking Bruce Wayne is the biggest pussy in the whole goddamn world. Fucking 8 years and he's still not over that dumb bitch.
What was the name of the girl that played her again?
I don't know, dumb shit McDude. I don't...
What was her name?
I forgot her name.
She's the brother of that one dude.
She's the brother?
What?
You said she's the brother.
Maggie, she's the brother of that one dude. Yeah.
Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal's sister, brother. Yeah. Sister brother.
She's the brother. That's exactly what you said. She's the brother of that dude. Which I believe. Hey,
she could be.
She could be a dude.
Maybe she decided not to be a brother anymore.
Yeah, that was Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, you get over that real quick.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like she's not whatever. Just whatever, you know? And
she's got a weird, like, pancake smushed face going on.
Yeah.
That I don't completely understand.
It's like, Bruce. Don't. Bruce. Don't.
I love you, Bruce. I thought the first girl from the first movie, I don't know why she didn't stick around.
They hated her. She was just
a bitch on set, so they replaced her.
Ah, who was that?
It was Tom Cruise.
Katie Holmes.
Wife. Katie Holmes, yeah.
Yeah. She seemed okay. I mean,
she was a better pick than Gyllenhaal.
Yeah. And then they just killed her anyways, and then they had like this whole moment. It's like, who's this?
Who are you? Who's that?
I mean, I understand that she was sort of like his childhood, like, you know, thing.
Mm-hmm.
But god damn, dude, Bruce, let some things go. I mean, you're pissed about your parents. Okay, I get that. Okay, that's a bad thing.
Well, yeah, okay. From a person that becomes a crime-fighting superhero by night over his parents dying is not someone that gets over things very easily.
Oh, okay. All right. I could see it from that point of view. He's someone with a lot of baggage.
Yes.
It's just, you know, I can understand the parent thing because it's like, it's vengeance, you know? It's like, he is justice. He's off, you know, kicking ass, doing everything like that. But you gotta have some sense of I'm so flustered. I'm losing my words more often than usual.
Just so flustered.
You gotta learn to let shit go. I mean, if you're out kicking people's asses with, you know, shit. I don't know what to say. I'm just pissed about it. The fact that it's 8 years. And he hasn't fixed his knees since then. What happened to his knees?
He broke them. Both of them.
What? No. It's just, and the doctor was the guy from Reno 911.
Yeah.
Never seen him play a serious role, ever. He played one here for 30 seconds. He did all right.
Good job. Stole his job.
Good job. I don't know his name. I forget it. But that was weird, and then he did, like, the little knee, like, exoskeleton thing, and was, like, pulling his knee apart or something, and then, like, he could kick through walls all of a sudden. why would that be the first thing that you try? Like, Terry, okay, you
look,
wake up.
You're
Terry,
Batman, Terry. And you're not gonna kick fucking walls down?
Terry, you wake up. Okay, no. You wake up, okay? You do your little stretch or whatever, you know, you lean back, you're like this, and your back cracks, and it feels awesome, right?
No, my back doesn't crack.
Your back cracks. You feel awesome. You stretch your arms. Your elbows crack. You're like, yeah. Crack your neck and everything like that. You feel good, right? What's the first thing that you do? Put your clothes on or something. Go take a shower.
Okay.
You don't headbutt the wall because you crack your neck and your fucking neck feels awesome.
Well, you know? Okay. Let's say you haven't been able to use your knees correctly in 8 years.
You don't kick a wall.
You get this badass brace that lets you kick walls. You're not gonna kick a wall.
You don't. That's not the first. He fucked up his wall. If anything, he now has to spend
if
time
someone
repairing.
Someone gives you this magic technological knee brace and says, "Yeah, man, you can kick down walls with that thing."
That no one said that. He just the shot went. This is a doctor making a brace. Like, so we'll kick that bitch down.
We'll set up the scene. All right, Fox comes up to you and says, "Hey, I see your knee's pretty bad. I made this badass knee brace that can kick down walls. You want to try it?" He's like, yeah. And you cut to the part where he's putting it on. And he's like, "All right, time to kick a wall down."
You don't feel like it would be necessary to let us know that Fox made a badass knee brace? And why didn't he give him one for the other leg then?
Who else would have done it?
It's one leg, though.
Yeah, it was only the one leg that was messed up.
Right, but his other leg can't kick down walls. So he has this one super leg and
fill in the holes between cuts with, you know, little thing called common sense. All right, you don't think he didn't put on another brace for his
what
other
do you mean,
knee
plot holes
between cuts so he can kick down some walls? He's gonna drop kick some walls. He needs two braces, Dwight. Come on, get your head out of your ass.
Well, that's so you're saying he did get the other leg. We just didn't see that part. They just felt, okay, we don't need to explain this knee brace. We just need to show him putting it on.
You don't see him putting on his pants, but he's always wearing pants.
You got me. You got me, too. All right, my hands are tied on this. You explain this 100%. I'm stupid. I'm watching movies the wrong way. I forgot that there's no such thing as plot holes. My imagination just sucks ass.
Yeah. See, the thing about plot holes is you gotta fill them.
Okay. All right. So
fill them with your imagination dirt. And then cover it over with some imagination concrete.
And
then smooth it out with the imaginary smoother. And then let it dry with your imaginary sun.
That's a lot of things to cover. In
yeah,
like the,
and you don't fit the requirement, clearly.
Apparently
there
not.
There are some minimum requirements here that you have not fulfilled.
So you're saying I didn't get the job?
No.
God, I need this job, man.
Yeah, a lot of people.
I got 7 imaginary kids. And an imaginary mortgage I gotta pay for.
I imagine you're gonna have a bad time.
Fuck. You're right. Again. Okay, so he has 2 superpower braces.
Right.
Out of nowhere.
Naturally.
No, it's not out of nowhere. Okay, I forgot already. They were crafted by Fox's brilliant mind, called wall kickers.
Put on his wall kickers, and he got to work.
Okay, wait, let's back up again. Wouldn't that break his ankle?
Nah.
Okay. All right. I'm not even gonna. Okay. All right. Okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
Got strong ankles.
you say Batman got weak ankles. It's his knee that fucked up. His ankles are still strong as shit.
His ankles are rock hard. All right.
He has the words tattooed on his ankle. Rock hard.
Solid as a rock.
Okay, well, I'm happy we've cleared that part of that scene, that one scene up.
He's got each letter on his toe. Rock hard.
He puts his feet together and like wiggles them. Hey. So yeah, that was another thing that kind of made me a little confused. Is like Bane like lifts him up, right? Pops him over his knee, hurts him real bad, right? Puts him in the prison, and then he moves a little bit and starts freaking out.
Your punishment must be more severe, Batman. I won't be torturing your body. I'll be torturing your soul.
Just like fades into the night. What was it?
The darkness betrays you, Batman. You think the darkness is your friend? I was born in it. I did not see the light until I was a man. And by then,
it was bright or something? I don't know. He punched him right as he said it, so he's like,
it was
bright! And then he punched him.
It was bright!
I really liked that character, the slow, methodical villain, you know?
I like the part where he's dealing with that one guy, his little accomplice guy in the suit. and they were having like an argument or something.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And he just puts his hand on his shoulder,
back of his hand.
Do you feel like you're in control?
Do you feel like that gives you power? I've paid you a small fortune.
He's like, I'm in control.
That gives you power? Do you feel like you're in control now?
Leave us. No, he was saying, said no. I'm the one in control.
And he was like, all right, I'm out.
Oh, <Good luck. laughs> hey, see ya. Hey, good luck.
I also like how Scarecrow was the judge when they took...
Yeah, that actually confused me at first, because Leanne was like, is that Scarecrow? And I was like, no. And then I was like, wait, no, because they all got left out of prison. And it's like, it makes sense for him to be the judge.
Yeah.
And I like their giant table. You know? That was very... I felt like that was very suiting for, like, the style of Batman. You know, how things get really crazy and they're just like, let's just make this stupid.
Let's just pile up a bunch of shit. Put a desk on it.
Yeah.
He had, like, a ballpoint hammer or ballpin hammer or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. He goes, death by exile.
Scarecrow.
I thought that was cool. I like too that the court thing was not whether it wasn't if you were guilty or not. It was just for sentencing.
Yeah,
and he was like, Bane holds no power here, and then it cuts to Bane like sitting in the or standing in the back with his arms crossed.
And he's like, whatever.
Yeah, no, whatever.
I'm leaning.
Bane in the back leaning. Leaning since 10 minutes of the movie.
The opening of it was good too. The whole airplane thing.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was good. Confused me at first. But then like I wanted them to go in deeper too of like how he has such control over these people. You know, like he was like,
no, they expect one of us to be here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's because it's the shadow, whatever people.
Yeah, are they all members of the man? What is that called?
Yeah, all of his people were members of.
Okay, so that's yeah. It was like
League of Shadows.
There you go, League of Shadows.
Yeah, they were all so, members.
Okay,
of that.
All right. Okay, that's why they were more than just brawlers, as they said.
Yeah, so they were like, you know, brainwashed since birth, you know, to follow
right.
whoever's the leader. So with Ra's gone, and he took over, and Ra's daughter was there as well. So they're, like, super loyal.
Mm-hmm.
They know how it is. You fuck up, you're dead.
I like the part right in the beginning where the guy pulls the bag off of Bane's bag.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, what if I pulled that off? Will you die?
It would be extremely painful.
You're a big guy.
For you?
That was great. The whole... I love the Bane character. I just wish that they would have backed off the reverb a little bit, you know?
Clear that up.
Because there was literally sometimes... Like, I can make out a lot of it. Like, I actually went through, like, the first third of the movie or so. And I was like, what are people complaining about? I can understand them just fine, you know? And then, like, then it just hits where he's, like, doing these long paragraphs. And it's just like, what? Okay, wait.
Okay, back up.
Okay,
Bane,
all right.
Slow down. Bane,
dear, please, enunciate. enunciate your vowels, Bane. Okay, all right. Yeah, that was just... Those long sentences that you get lost a little bit. So you pick up the beginning and then the end. And it's like, I feel like that would be more dramatic if I knew what you said. You know?
Yeah. That's Batman.
Yeah. Like when he first fought Bane, he threw out like that weird little bomb thing that like popped around his head or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know what that was at first. And then I started thinking about it, and it's like, I guess it was something for the hallucinogenic stuff that the League of Shadow people, like, do, right? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Where, like, he can, like, his vision was all fucked up, and he had to find his face. Yeah. I think that was the same stuff, because he said, deception are powerful agents to the uninitiated, but we are We are the initiated.
Yeah, could have just been a smoke bomb though.
But they were tiny little puffs of clouds. Like they wasn't. It wasn't anything that would be visually.
Well, the point blocking. Is, you know, misdirection. You know, popping in his face. You know, take off to the side or whatever. Well, he's
maybe
to cover
like,
his eyes or whatever.
Or sound. You know, the pops would mask the sound of him going away.
Yeah. I thought that was cool about him too, like how none of the Batman tricks would work.
I found the sentence that he said when he was talking about the darkness being your ally. He goes,
"Oh, you think the darkness is your ally? You were merely adopted by the dark. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a man. And by then, it was nothing to me but blinding."
I said blinding. Not blinding. Bright.
Yes.
Blinding.
Just bright as fuck.
Just grabs his fucking throat and starts beating the fuck out of him.
Yeah.
That was a good scene.
Not a good scene to that movie.
I was wondering what would break first. Your spirit or your body?
And Michael Caine brought tears to my eyes.
Michael Caine?
Yes.
Well, yeah. I'll admit, at the last scene, where he's at the grave, and he's, like, over Bruce's grave or whatever.
Yeah.
For a split second there, I had to stop myself. I was just like, God damn it,
oh my God.
Old son of a bitch.
Alfred, no. I'm sorry.
And then they threw it, fucking curveball, threw a wrench in the cogs at the end there. And halfway through the movie, I was just like, hey. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, he's gonna be Robin.
look.
He just Robin. Fits it. Yeah. Just the look, the face, everything, and I was just like, you're gonna be Robin. At the end, I called it.
Yep.
I was like, hey, you should use your full name. I like it more, Robin. You know, and I was like, I called it. And then he works his way into the thing, but they don't really show what he saw.
He saw the cave. You know.
Yeah. And the everything thing that raised up and everything like that.
Yep.
I just assumed that I wanted to see some, just one more scene where like he finds like a note on like the console or something, and it says, you know, like welcome to the team or something like that. You know,
like, good luck, kid.
You know, because
fucking out.
Was it you that told me that Christian Bale didn't want to do Batman if there was going to be a Robin? Where was it? I think it was Leanne. Leanne told me that. Christian Bale agreed to do Batman as long as there wasn't a Robin.
Right.
And now there is a Robin, but the Christopher Nolan series is done.
Yeah, he's done.
So do you think they're going to pick it up with Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
I don't know.
With the new guy?
I don't know if I want to see another movie if it's not done by Christopher Nolan.
That's very true. Did you watch that like hour-long behind-the-scenes thing I linked the other day?
No, I only saw a little bit of it.
That blew my mind, man. It really got me pumped to rewatch like all the other ones and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the whole part with them going in with Heath Ledger, like his the way he played the Joker and stuff like that. That still breaks me up.
It breaks me up.
He was good. He was real good. Another thing that kind of threw me to the curb was the one guy, Captain Jones, the CIA guy or whatever that came in like near the end of the movie. It was like the Special Forces team.
Oh yeah,
that came in. The main guy, Daniel Sunyata, I guess is his name, Sunyata, or maybe it's Sunjata. I don't know. I like him. I like him as an actor. I feel like he plays the Special Forces guy. That character, that specific type of character, I feel like he plays him well. And then I was really sad when
they
died
immediately.
Yeah. So, it's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The movie was long, but I still feel like there was so much more that they could have told in this one specific thing. Like this act.
I'm sure they could have gone on and on if they wanted to.
Yeah. I'm sure they would too. Anyways, we should cut this podcast. It's been going on for a while now. Thanks, everybody, for listening. I know this one's late again, but we've had a very busy week between the wedding and everything like that. Hopefully next week we can get Ryan on and we can actually talk about the wedding. and all the stuff that that happened then. Maybe we'll try to get Tyler too. And anything like that. We're gonna go play some Raiders, which if you guys haven't, we didn't even talk about it this week.
Nope.
We wanted to talk about it last week. We didn't do that. I wanted to talk about it this week. Didn't do that. Great game. It's shitty that they have a fucking time slot for it right now because their servers are shitty or something. I don't know. But if you can get a closed beta key, try it out. Raiders with the Z. It's a fun game. And we'll see you guys next week for episode 67, I think.
60-50-100.
All right. See you next week for 60-50-100. Bye.
Bye.